My longtime friend with benefits, Quentin, and my best friend Stacy, and myself have formed a bit of a throuple. There's nothing romantic, it's all just sexual tension that feels like it's gonna rip through me at any moment. It's always at the back of my mind. I'm kind of pretending that we happen into situations. We should just organize the nights and go for it, but I think Stacy likes to feel like it's a spur of the moment thing. So I decided to really surprise her. She came over and was clearly flirting, trying to get into Quentin's pants, and I decided I wanted to see him really give it to her. Use her like the slutty little toy she is. No mercy, just Quentin taking his pleasure from her slutty little cunt. I gripped the arms of my chair as I strained to keep myself calm. I was so excited I almost spoiled the surprise. When I finally felt like the time was right, I moved over to Quentin and whispered in his ear, "You want her?" "Yes," he said, watching Stacy as she walked into the kitchen to get a drink from the fridge. She bent over, showing him her ass cheeks spilling out of her panties beneath her skirt. "I want you to use her," I said, my heart hammering in my chest. "She's just a toy for you to fuck. Don't focus on her pleasure. Take it all for yourself." He nodded and then stood up, walking over to the kitchen to meet her. She was still bent over, really milking, looking in the fridge to show off her ass. He grabbed her hips and rubbed his crotch against her ass. She gasped, and then began to grind against him, letting him dry hump her little ass. Then he yanked her dress up and pulled down her panties while she was still crouched over in the fridge. He shoved two fingers in her little cunt, making sure she was wet enough before he grabbed his cock and shoved it inside of her. She gasped, clutching the side of the fridge. "Oh, fuck," she groaned. "That was quick." Quentin didn't respond, but bottom out inside of her, groaning as her tight little hole clenched around him. "You're even tighter like this," he said, slapping her ass and groaning. She really must have felt better being taken by surprise, because I'd never seen him so close to climax right off the bat. He bit it back. Always a professional, Quentin. After all, we don't want the show to end early. He pumped into her, his hips snapped against her ass, shoving her head further into the fridge. "Oh, fuck," I shouted over and over as he pumped into her, holding her hips in place while he pummeled away. She was gasping for air and clutching the fridge like she was about to fall over. "That's it, take my cock," Quentin groaned as he grabbed a handful of her hair and tugged at the root. I walked closer, kneeling beside them and watching his cock drill into her now soaking wet cunt. "That's it, Stacy," I said. She turned to look at me, her face flushed, pleasure bringing tears to her eyes. "Let him use you," I said. Her face changed as she suddenly realized what was happening, and then her lips turned into a sly grin. "You're just a little cum dump anyway," I said. "A place for him to blow off steam before he comes to me." Sloppy seconds, she said with a wink. I smiled. Even with Quentin running into her, she still could play the game with a wicked sense of humor. He grabbed her hair, yanking her back and exposing the soft white skin of her throat. I couldn't help myself. I leaned in and I laid kisses up and down the column of her throat. I grabbed her hand and shoved it between my thighs, making her finger me while Quentin fucked her hole. Use me, she moaned as she slid her fingers inside of me, pumping them in and out in time to Quentin's pounding into her. Oh yes, use me. I bounced on her fingers, riding them like a cock. I looked up at Quentin, who was lost in his own pleasure, his eyes glazed over. I screamed as I came on her fingers, coating them in my juices. Quentin roared as he came inside of her, spilling his load deep in her tight pussy. He shoved her off his cock and he fell to the kitchen floor, exhausted and not satisfied. You like being used? I asked. She nodded, smiling. What a little whore.